This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On we go into the Countdown Show. How about that, Victoria? Very good, huh? Here we go, another week. This is amazing how quickly the time flies. It seems like just a few minutes ago we were doing the charts for last week, but we are now focused on the week of December 7th to the 11th. With the stories from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, the top 10 stories of the week, as decided by the management and the crew over at Talkers, the People List as well. Joining me is Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden here. Victoria from the DJV program. McFadden is on the staff at Radio America. They've been a part of many of my programs over the years, and he has certainly lots to say, even when there's nothing to be said. You know, it's what a good person.
Well, my wife says anyway.
Is all about, yeah, right. Well, listen, she knows. She's been with you for a long time, it would seem. Yeah. All right, so the story list, sometimes I start at the top, sometimes I start at the bottom. We haven't worked over the people list. Maybe I'll make reference to that as we're going through these items. But you can find them anytime you want. If you are curious as to what's on the list, go to talkers.com, see the stories in the people list there every week. I think that at number 10, we spent a good deal of time, Victoria, talking about this on the DJV program this week, space-related news. The SpaceX rocket launch, the plans to go to the moon, the fact that John Denver, one of our DJV downloads this week, has a focus on John Denver running up as he was going to be. There was a choice. I don't know if you knew this, Richie, or not, but when Challenger went up in 1986, what the NASA folks had decided is they wanted a citizen. And they boiled it down to two people, Christa McAuliffe and John Denver. And
I
John
never
Denver,
knew that. That's wild.
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of wild.
And then he ended up dying in a plane crash anyway. So he was,
right.
Unfortunately, he seemed destined for.
But
some
he trained
sort of
with these
aviation.
People. He knew all these people, and they had been because they put the top three or four into training. And then decided that it was better to have the teacher astronaut because more would come of it. And I think that was probably the right decision. But at any rate, there's a lot of focus.
It's take
on
me that. Home, country roads, a whole new meaning.
Yeah, that's an interesting way of looking at it. Yeah, take me home. No, I'm not going to sing, I promise. All right, next up here, the focus. We have in Massachusetts, where I am, a big discussion going on of police reform. The focus on reform as it relates to racial relationships, that's number 9 this week on the countdown. The idea of whether reforming, these people who say defund, no, I mean, that's ridiculous. There's still some people who are beating that drum, but it's not going to get anywhere. In Massachusetts, what they were trying to do was not use facial recognition. And that was part of the bill, but the governor says, no, I'm not signing any bill that doesn't allow the police to use facial recognition. And then that brings into the focus how much, pardon the pun, how much of law enforcement is using this sort of technology already? You got to wonder, your brother was a policeman for a long time, Richie. What are they doing, the kind of facial recognition stuff? He worked in a school situation. But I'm sure he must have had opportunity.
I don't know that he ever talked about any facial recognition stuff. I know that when you ride down the highway, so like for us going into D.C. here in Northern Virginia, mm-hmm. when we ride down Route 66 into D.C., you'll see the state trooper cars or even the county cars sitting on the side of the road, and they have these two little, looks like radar guns on the back of their trunk.
Mm-hmm.
And not only are there radar guns, but they are reading hundreds of license plates simultaneously and filtering through and looking for whether you've ever had a speeding ticket or whether maybe you're out on the lam and they're looking for you. I mean, just the fact that they can go through the amount of information that they can in seconds, less than seconds, to, I mean, thousands of people drive on this road every single minute. and they can see who's there and pick out who they want. It's just, it's amazing to me.
Yeah.
Scary.
Well, it is, and that's it. They wonder if there's too much technology. Back again to reform, I'm wondering how many of these people on the job actually know how to use this stuff intelligently, if they've been trained well enough, because it's very sensitive stuff. And the information that's available is very sensitive. And from what I know of how in many places police are picked, you know, they'll take anybody that is breathing because it's not popular to be a police officer in some jurisdictions. So the quality of people,
I will
the
tell
training.
You that my brother just retired.
Yep.
He said, you know what, I'm not going to lose my pension. And I'm going to get out of here before things get really, really, really bad. And they're there right now.
Yeah.
Washington, D.C. had to put a moratorium on retirement requests. They said no more retirements because it was just everybody was saying, I'm out, I'm out, I'm out, I'm out.
Yeah.
And so they finally had to say, nope, we're not going to give anybody any retirement. You can leave, but you won't get your retirement. At least until after the inauguration.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody who wants to get out is stuck there at least until January 21st.
Well, that comes what that brings up is actually the number two item this week. I'm going to flip up to that because the people are still claiming that, well, there are two things here. This is a two-pronged approach. First of all, Trump is still claiming that there's fraud or there are people that still believe that. And then, you know, the business about whether our electoral system works, the overall question. I think some of the questions, frankly, that have come up about the way the elections have been run are correctly to be in focus. There's a lot of stuff, a lot of questions. Did Trump win? I don't think he did. But, you know, I'm looking at the popular vote because I don't give a damn about the Electoral College. I know you think that it's important, Richie, for lots of reasons. We've had this sort of conversation.
Everybody wants to give everybody a voice until it comes to the Electoral College.
Yeah, well, but why?
And,
you
then,
know,
they want to be able to control it. But, yeah, we've had this argument before.
Yes, and it hasn't gotten us very far. Anyway.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that the election was on the up and up?
I think that the election, the results of the election are what the results would have been. I don't like a lot of the electronic gizmos. For me, what I think is proper is that we need to have elections on a weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and everybody needs to go to an election, to a place where there is a ballot box where you fill out the ballot, you put it in. The chances of screwing with that are much less than with the mail and early voting and all this other stuff, because who knows where this stuff goes. You know, you hear stories all the time now about, I forget which state it was in, where the election officials, after everybody went home, brought out boxes and boxes and boxes of votes that weren't counted. You know, that kind of stuff is just
not that was in
wrong.
Georgia,
it's
and
criminal.
That was, those were military ballots that had come from overseas. That was another rumor, misinformation flying around that these mysterious ballots came along and they, you know, weren't they, and it wasn't on camera. That's not true. The whole thing was live streamed, and so
okay. So
they were military ballots.
What about the fact that just representatives from both parties weren't allowed to watch and
that's also not true. Where did that happen, though? Because where did that happen? Because I mean, I've been following this.
Arizona, Georgia.
That's
basically
not
the
true,
five contested
though.
States. You can tell yourself that. Go ahead.
I'm not telling myself anything, Rich. Tell myself that.
It's absolutely true.
Then how come all of these lawsuits have been completely thrown out, and all of these quote unquote signed affidavits? Well, these are Trump elected judges or Trump appointed judges that are throwing these cases out.
There are also affidavits signed by people that saying that they weren't allowed to watch the count.
Well, see, we get into the same focus here, and it brings into really line the discussion about how awkward and inefficient and improper the elections are and why it is that we can't get on the same page. Part of it is politics. Part of it is laziness. Part of it is complacency.
And the fact that every state has a different set of rules makes it much more difficult.
Right.
Every state needs to be on some sort of same page.
Fixed. Meanwhile, Just sort of a postscript to the discussion of the Trump election or not election. Do you know that he's raised, since he lost, he's raised like $214 million? What's he going to do with that money?
He's got a lot of legal bills.
$214 million?
No, well, but, who's, you know.
Who, well, but the Republican National Committee is responsible for that stuff, aren't they?
I don't think so. No, I think that's why he had to do all the fundraising.
It's a legal fund to help pay for all of these investigations.
Yeah, I don't think the RNC is on the hook for this. If he wants to challenge the results, I don't think that I don't think they have to pay for it.
I don't think the RNC would back him on it.
No. Okay.
Maybe not. Yeah, I don't know. But, you know, Giuliani wanted to charge $20,000 a day, and that's probably, he probably got close to that as his fee. So, and that's just one lawyer. He's got attorneys in every state, practically. So,
and you see some of the things going on. The Secretary of State, who's a Republican in Georgia, has gotten death threats because of what's going on. And nobody can really say, okay, so why is there a death threat? Well, because we don't like what's going on in Georgia. Most people, the people that are moving down there, I think part of this is that the people moving in to register to vote, just to vote for one side or the other, has really, that's put a stench.
They've already missed
on
the deadline.
Whole thing.
See, that's another fake news story. People are not moving to Georgia just to register to vote and then moving out again. You can't even do that. That's not even how their registration works in Georgia. So this is just another, like, this is like, I put this in the same category as the QAnon craziness. It's just, there's so much fear-mongering out there in that gets picked up and goes viral, and people take it as real news. It's just,
at the same time, a lot of the news is being minimized and being called as fake news.
Well, that depends on your point of view.
We should be looking into.
Yeah, exactly. 17 after the hour, this is the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free, and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel, and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. teamgaday.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
More into the charts we are this week, as usual at this time. DJB Shores, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden here with Doug Steffen, going through the list, the stories, according to Talkers Magazine, home of Talkers. You go to Talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all the good stuff about what's going on in our world. It's a fabulous world. Number seven this week is the Facebook breakup lawsuit. On the list at number nine on the people side is Mark Zuckerberg, who is becoming very unpopular. Not that he wasn't already, but he's just, I mean, I don't know how to read him. I don't like to, I've never met the guy. I don't like his body language. I don't like his, I don't even like his.
He looks like an android. He looks like Data.
Yeah, maybe. Data.
What's going on with that?
Well, what do you mean with Facebook, or why does he look like he does?
Why does he look like he does? Is he? It looks like he has made himself into a computer, into a robot already.
Mm. Well, he's.
I mean, no one's ever accused him of being a nice guy. You know, he started Facebook as a way to get back at a girl in college who wouldn't go out with him. I mean, he dumped him. Like, it's crazy. I mean, Facebook was started so that a bunch of nerds could physically rate women, and it was gross. And that's how it started. And now everybody like lives and dies by Facebook. And it's like, well, take a look at what actually started Facebook. He was not a nice person. So I don't think that anyone should be surprised that people now don't like him.
Ed, this is one of the things.
Have you guys seen The Social Dilemma yet?
No, I can't watch it because I'll probably never be on social media again. That's what I've been told.
Oh, my God.
What's the story? Tell us.
You need to watch The Social Dilemma.
Because?
It's basically it's the story of how social media tracks you, knows exactly what you're going to do next, and how they control you and draw you in based on it, and how it just all got out of control. How it started as a very innocent, you know, thing that then just grew out of control. And it's kind of a documentary movie type thing where they interview all of the creators of all of these social media sites, you know, the early creators from Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and Pinterest. And they talk about how it just kind of grew into this monster, and all these people have walked away from it because they just don't believe in what it's doing now, and how it's controlling society and the flow of information and of that's what.
So where does it go in the future? Do we even have a future? Think about that. Does humanity have a future given what we have, what the status of quote unquote progress is? Is there a future for the human race?
Yeah, I think people are starting to realize. I think people are starting to realize that this is dangerous, and they're starting to see what it's doing and starting to be able to manage it. And that's the thing, is it's a tool. Use it like a tool. Don't let it control you. And you know, that's where we need to go.
When we think about all of these, the technology and stuff, you think about Zuckerberg, you think about the Gates family and how different they are actually. You know, we're talking about Zuckerberg and what a self-serving a-hole he is. And meanwhile, the Gates family, the Gates Foundation, is out there trying to make sure everybody gets the vaccine that wants it. If there is a circumstance, I noticed Melinda Gates said this week that she was concerned about vaccine, what she called nationalism. We have a moral responsibility, she said, to make sure everybody gets a vaccine if they want it. And, you know, so there's, it may be, and she's not talking about America. She's talking about, you know, the Gates Foundation serves the purpose of helping people all around the world. And she says in countries where they don't have any money at all, that some of the elite hoard the vaccines and they crowd out the people who, you know, don't have any money or say. And that's where this needs to be dealt with. And that's, you know, I think that's an important thing to realize. And it coming from people who are very interested in helping other people, which is what the Gates are known for, other than him coming up with Microsoft. It just is very, very interesting. All right, 28 after the hour here on the overview of what's going on in New.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Another legal defeat for President Trump and all the president's men. The Supreme Court rejected yesterday a lawsuit backed by the president, 19 Republican state attorneys general, and more than 100 congressional Republicans. It's the second time the high court turned down a challenge to now President-elect Joe Biden's victory. The lawsuit was filed by Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton against Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. The court, in a brief order, said Texas did not have legal standing to sue the other states. Federal officials gave final approval to the COVID-19 vaccine developed by Pfizer and German partner BioNTech. The approval comes after an independent panel of experts recommended for the vaccine to be approved. A second vaccine by Moderna could roll out in another week. Johnson & Johnson expects to find out if its vaccine candidate is working next month. This is USA Radio News. Indoor dining in New York City will be suspended starting Monday. It's an effort to slow the spread of the coronavirus. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo explains the combination of CDC guidance and the Big Apple's population density prompted the order.
The hospitalizations have continued to increase in New York City. We said that we would watch it. If the stabilization, if the hospital rate didn't stabilize, we would close indoor dining. It is not.
Outdoor dining and takeout service is not affected. Gyms and salons will be allowed to operate. While the state will extend a commercial eviction moratorium, Cuomo called on the federal government to assist restaurants in the next coronavirus relief package. Tanya Gersh, who won a $14 million judgment against Andrew Anglin, publisher of the neo-Nazi website The Daily Stormer, wants to know where the money is. Gersh, a real estate agent in Montana, and her Jewish family were targets of an anti-Semitic harassment campaign. Her attorney said Anglin has not paid Gersh a dime. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Roundup, a weekly overview that goes with the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. The Countdown Show official list and the conversation I have with Michael Harrison every week goes in compliment to our conversation with the DJV showers. DJV Show is a Monday through Friday program that I host along with Victoria Keelan, who's here with me on this overview, and Jennifer Horn, who's normally here as well. But in her place is Rich McFadden from Radio America, and we're going through the list, not necessarily in order. I sort of am bouncing around. It's interesting to know that Time Magazine has named the 2020 persons, or maybe in this case people of the year, Joe Biden and Ms. Harris. My feelings about Joe Biden are pretty consistent and kind of level. I think he's level-headed. I don't like Ms. Harris at all, and so I've made that clear. Not that it makes any difference what I think. we all have our opinions about things. Interesting to see, you know, as we look at number three this week, the transition, the appointments, the nominations that are being presented. We were talking earlier, Richie, about the lady whose name now I can't remember, Victoria.
Her last name is Ty.
Ty.
Forget her first name.
Who's going to be the trade envoy, and she's going to be right in the. She is a Chinese American and American of Chinese descent, and she is going to be right in the face of the most people, both sides of the aisle, say this is great because she's going to be right in their face. And they're not going to like dealing with, they don't want to deal with a woman, first of all, no matter who it is.
And a woman who speaks the language and is also Chinese.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's a real, that's a middle finger to China right there.
Yep, right, exactly.
You look at how they value, what their value structure is, like, they're going to, and they will have no choice. And they can't talk around her, and they don't have to use a translator. I think it's a bold move. I like it.
Yeah, it is. I think it is a good It's a good move as well. All right, so then the economy and what's going on in the economy. Number six this week on the countdown, the negotiations over the stimulus package. You're going to get $600, you're going to get $1,200, you're going to get no bucks. Is it $904 billion? How much goes to the farmers? Whether we're going to have they were trying to get twice as much on unemployment check. Is that how the numbers broke down?
I think they agreed on $300 extra in unemployment insurance. It was 600 a week during the first round. So now I think that they've agreed on 300. Other than that, there are no stimulus checks being sent out. That's not on the table anymore. And, mm-hmm. They're still going back and forth on a lot of other details. So it's not a great deal, but
well, let's talk about
so many
the
people
economy.
Who need help.
Richie, you and I have been together for a long time. You're in the business of radio. I'm in the business of radio. Advertising seems to be picking up a little bit, depending on the category. It's very good with automobile at the moment, and cars are selling. You are in the car business. That's why I'm coming to you. Your family's been in the automotive business for a long time. Your brother's still in it. Your father started it, and you worked in it. And I have friends that are in the car business, and they're kind of pitching themselves at the moment because cars are just flying off the lots. New ones, used ones. The car business is extraordinary given what we think is the state of the economy. What Victoria just said about people not having any money. So where the heck is the money coming from?
Well, the people who didn't lose their jobs. The thing is, like, this is really the haves and the have-nots. So the people who didn't lose their jobs are doing really well. And the people who did lose their jobs are doing horrifically bad, historically horrible. And so there's just no middle ground. It's either you're doing great, and Americans who didn't lose their jobs have actually saved more money during the pandemic than we're at record individual savings account numbers now.
I don't know about that. I mean, Amazon is just going nuts. It's crazy how much money is being spent. But it's really interesting. I think it's really interesting to watch. I mean, housing sales are doing really well.
There's no inventory in my town. I bet there isn't any down there either. No inventory.
No.
Yeah.
Nope. It's crazy. I mean, houses last 2-3 days.
Yep. Now, one of the other things that's sort of indicative of what's going on here, we were talking about this earlier, Victoria and I, the Airbnb situation, and how, into a month or two into the pandemic, everybody was canceling, nobody was traveling.
Yeah,
people said,
Airbnb.
At the end of Airbnb.
Absolutely. Airbnb, the CEO himself said, this could be the end of the whole company here. This is just, it's terrible.
But this week, they went out to the stock exchange, and for some reason, the market, listen to this, the market capitalization of Airbnb that was almost broke 6 months ago showed up at $101 billion with a B.
Good Lord.
$101 billion. That means Airbnb is worth more than Marriott International, more than the Expedia group of hotels. Can you imagine $101 billion for an idea that this guy, I forget what his name is.
I can't even.
Can you just...
one of my favorite investors to watch for years has been Ashton Kutcher. He has made some of the greatest investments.
He's very smart.
Airbnb started in Europe, and so years ago, he was filming something in Paris. He stayed at an Airbnb. It was new to him. He didn't know what it was. A friend said, you should try it out. It's all over Europe. And he thought it was such an incredible experience, he made a major investment into it. And so now that went public,
payday for Ashton. Big time.
My only fear about everything now is that we're going to come out of this thing on the other side. And I think there's, as much bad as there is with the whole COVID experience, I think there's a lot of great things that will come out of it. But one of the things that I fear is that small business is just going to be driven down and out of business. And that big business Amazon, the big box stores will thrive and grow, and Amazon will thrive
and
grow.
Richie, but it's the big ag versus the family farmer.
That's my fear.
family farmer, the way these the stimulus checks were distributed under this present administration, it's a crime. Who didn't get money that needed it, especially when it comes to the people that grow the food, that produce the food, that keeps us healthy?
Beyond that, a trillion dollars of people. Yeah, I mean, but the PPP loans, when you can now look at that website, it's a public knowledge now. When you look at all these major corporations, Jennifer, our co-host on the DJV show, who's in California, you know, it's several companies that the governor there, Gavin Newsom, is involved with, they got loans.
Goddamn.
The Trump administration, the Kushner properties, they got almost $4 million, and the business still went under anyway.
$500,000
I mean, if you're at the top, you got money, and you know, in New York City, the Danny Meyer Group, which is one of the largest restaurant groups, they got $75 million. They ended up turning it back. They returned it because they got such flack for it. But it was so mismanaged, and it was just crazy. And I have friends who apply for loans on a small business, you know, who own little individual boutiques or whatever. They couldn't even get a dollar, and they're out of business now.
If you didn't have employees, you couldn't get money. So if you're like a self-run small business,
people with employees, they still couldn't get any money. It just all went to the bigger people who banks could rely on.
I
would have made the case that the restaurant organization should have gotten it.
They should have.
For the waiters and waitresses and bartenders.
Yeah.
But Doug, you had a personal relationship with your bank, which like literally no one has anymore, which is why that was really how you were able to do that.
It took me 5 minutes to get the thing. I mean, I was one of the first people to get money. There were 18 people in a group of us that are businessmen in my hometown, and we all have banked at this bank forever. I've had an account at this bank since I was 6 years old, and so they all know me.
It paid
the president
off.
And I are good friends, and so when it came to the application, and it wasn't massaged. There was nothing illegal. All the stuff, I was frustrated because you know how I am with forms. I had to go to my lawyer and to the accountant to get it all filled out properly. And now I'm comfortable that because I did it the right way, it will be when it comes to when they look at how to forgive the loan, they'll look at this and say, okay, yeah, this makes good sense. On to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Remind me to send you a copy of our one and only contract with Doug Steffen from 20-some years ago.
Okay.
It's maybe two paragraphs. And I think Doug didn't even sign his full name.
I'm surprised I signed it at all. I handshake, you know me. It's the handshake. It was the only one he signed. I'm doing business. Right, exactly. All right, speaking of doing business, if I were making up the list based on our conversations on the DJV program this week, I would agree COVID is number one. But I would say that number two is the Georgia Senate runoff election and all of the huzzarai surrounding that. We'll get to a conversation about that as we continue. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a list of the top stories as aggregated by Talkers Magazine. The number 10 item, John Lennon and the anniversary of his passing. Number 9, continuing focus on police reform. What's the Biden administration going to do? Number 8, the Fort Hood murder case. Number 7, whether or not to break up Facebook. Number 6, the status of the economy. Look at what happened this week in the stock market. The people that own all the stock in the Airbnb got $110 billion shot in the arm. Number 5, our relationship with China and the announcement of the new trade negotiator, which the Chinese are not going to like. Georgia state runoffs. Number 4, Biden transition. Number 3, Trump and election fraud. Number 2, and the COVID situation with the vaccines, et cetera, et cetera. That's it. List of the top stories this week, according to Talkers Magazine.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams.
Breast cancer is an entire spectrum of disease, from very low-grade DCIS all the way up to the other end of the spectrum, which is a very high-grade invasive tumor.
Dr. Amy Degnam says treatment depends on several factors, including what the cancer looks like under a microscope.
Some tumors have strong estrogen receptors on the outside of their tumor cells, and some tumors do not.
Cell receptors determine treatment options, which can be targeted to specific types of tumors.
In terms of creating treatment plans, it is quite complex.
Treatment plans may include surgery, chemotherapy, radiation, and medication, depending on type, size, stage, location, and grade of tumor. Dr. Degnam says the good news is breast cancer is survived by most women. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free, and safe. And most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and you get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Sales are rising quickly, but without another lead baker, Dale's Bakery is going to feel the heat.
Hey, you're baking alone today. I have to handle this order for the restaurant down the street.
Cool, but who's going to handle the pastries?
He needs to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
At Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, the people list that's published there every week that goes hand in hand with the story list, at number 10, Vanessa Jillian. Number 9, Mark Zuckerberg. Number 8, Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell. A couple of old fossils that ought to be put out to pasture. That's my own anecdotal comment. Hunter Biden is in 7. Four people running for the runoff in Georgia, the Senate race there. Number 6, Susan Rice and Janet Yellen at number 5. Joe Biden and his running mate, number 4. Let's see here, a bunch of Republicans who are trying to fiddle with the election results, number 3, Dr. Fauci is 2, and the President, Donald Trump, is number 1. The question a lot of people are asking is, what's he going to do? Kind of hijinks will he get involved in on Inauguration Day? I guess they have to wait a while for that one. The people list, all part of what we present to you every week here. This is the official list from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, let's take a couple of minutes here on the Talk Radio Review with Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, and Doug Steffen to go over this Georgia Senate runoff race. David Perdue, John Ossoff, Kelly Loeffler, Raphael Warnock are the contestants. That's now there, the number 6 on the people list at Talkers this week. So what do we make of all of the whatever is going on? I got to tell you, I'm confused. I don't know
what to expect, who to believe, is, you know, who's going to win. The people are saying, oh, the Democrats have to win so they can control Congress. Well, you know, most of us
who control everything,
even-handed, think it's good to have different parties in charge of different things. Although the drawback here, Richie, is you have that old fossil McConnell who's in charge of the Republicans in the Senate, and he's no good no matter how you slice it. So, who is next in line?
Even if the Republicans keep the Senate, which I think will probably happen, but can't they vote for someone new to be the leader?
Who would be next in line? That would be the question I'm trying to think of. Limits.
The way it works. That's why we need term limits.
The power is built on things like they go out and campaign for other people to maintain their power. I raised you $1 million, so vote for me. Or I got, you know, that's how the system works, which is pretty corrupt, actually. All right, thank you, boys and girls. Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen here, 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour. It's Tech Talk time here, and I have my work cut out for me. I'm working with Victoria Keelan. That's not work, but trying to understand some of these things that are going on as the world of technology goes up, up, and away. We have the top five technology stories and how they affect you this week. And starting at number five, Victoria is interested in watching Wonder Woman. Mm-hmm. And this has been, there's a big buzz on this. I look at it and think, this is a big mistake on their part. But anyway, what's the story?
Well, you know, it is what it is right now. Wonder Woman on Christmas Day will launch in theaters as well as on HBO Max. If you have an HBO Max account, you will not be charged extra for it. You will be able to watch Wonder Woman 1984 from the comfort of your own home. A lot of people are excited about this. So here's the thing, though. A lot of people have been misunderstanding how this works. They think they're going to sign up for a free trial on Christmas Day so they can watch Wonder Woman free and then cancel it. But, well, that's not going to happen. Don't make that your plan because there are no free trials.
Right.
You're going to have a proper account. It's $14.99 a month. And so if you think about it, though, your whole family can watch it for $14.99 for the month rather than all of the individual theater tickets. So for families who are staying home, it is a lot cheaper. But just make sure that you know, that's not your plan, because there are no free trials at all on any of the streaming services anymore. And so Disney Plus also has, they've also gotten rid of their free trial. So Disney Plus has just announced that they have a ton of Star Wars related things heading their way. So
yeah.
Disney Plus is one you might want to have, as well as HBO Max going into the new year.
Mm-hmm. All right, number four, speaking of all this stuff, the excitement around new shows, the mm-hmm. hottest show is The Mandalorian. What's the scoop?
Right, Disney Plus's The Mandalorian is so incredibly popular that Nerf, you know, the maker, the toy maker, has announced what will probably be a very hot ticket item this year. It's a new toy blaster that's modeled after the one that Mando carries, and it's $120, and it's 4 feet long. It's the biggest Nerf blaster ever made, and so, of course, it doesn't. It shoots foam, you know, the foam little darts. And but it's really cool looking, and it's a very lifelike replica. It's available for pre-order right now, and from what I've been seeing, apparently it's probably going to sell out. So if you have a Mandalorian lover kid in your house, you might want to put an IOU under the tree, because it won't ship until the spring. But get your orders in right now, because this is going to definitely sell out. But it's very cool.
Number three, as we count our way to number one in the list this week, is a focus on Airbnb, which everybody had given up hope on. That seems to be a premature death.
Yeah, no. I mean, Airbnb has had probably the most tumultuous year of any real, you know, big organization or brand. And so in the beginning of the pandemic, everyone canceled their Airbnb reservations. I had two that I had to cancel. And Airbnb owners were listing their properties for sale. They just didn't think they were ever going to be able to recover. And then the summer happened. July and August happened. And everyone felt like, okay, I need to get away from where I am. And the safest way to do it is an Airbnb. And so Airbnb started seeing this huge surge in business, and they're still seeing it right now, so much so that they went public on the NASDAQ just, I think, 2 days ago. And I don't know if you saw this, Doug, because you had asked me what the price would be, and I don't remember what the actual IPO was, but it was 143% higher than what they anticipated.
Wow.
So that just gives you an idea. Airbnb is having a really good season right now. And so the part of the Airbnb, they have a new Airbnb.org, and it's an evolution of their original open homes and frontline programs, and essentially it's a nonprofit that allows hosts who rent out their properties to people who are affected by natural disasters and frontline workers for the pandemic. They will get a special badge, so when you're booking your Airbnb for the future, you can see if you want to support these business owners or these property owners, if you want to support them since they've been volunteering their property without, you know, getting paid for it, it'll be a nice way to recognize them.
Number two. True this week is an Apple deal.
Right. After months of rumors, Apple officially announced the AirPods Max. It's the first Apple-branded over-the-ear wireless noise-canceling headphones, and they cost $549, which sounds like a lot, but that is on par with what Bose has and with Beats by Dre. And they are available right now, and they are going to ship on December 15th. They should arrive in time for Christmas, and unlike the AirPods and AirPods Pro, which just come in white, the AirPods Max come in dark gray, silver, blue, green, and pink. And so it has a 20-hour battery life. So pretty cool.
Very cool. Number one, Netflix. What are they doing?
The biggest scam that's happening right now, and it's not even Netflix's fault, just do not fall for it. If you get a text message or an email saying Netflix is giving away free subscriptions, they are not.
New.
It's a scam. Don't click on the link. They'll tug that all the time. Don't click on that link.
59 past the hour. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen at your service.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding.
Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.